In Libya, a group of Misrata militants calling themselves Federal Libya claim that they've totally captured Tripoli Airport after days of fighting against rival nationalist militiamen. If confirmed, the claim would be a major defeat for the Zintan forces that held the airport since the fall of former Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. The airport, located south of the capital Tripoli, has been shut since July 13th amid skirmishes between the two rival militia groups. Meanwhile, the Federal Libyan militants accused the United Arab Emirates and Egypt of involvement in two air raids against their forces in the past week. The militia group also said the provisional government and the country's new parliament were accomplices of the raids. Let's go to Idaho and talk to Mark Glenn, political commentator. Welcome, sir. Mr. Glenn, it seems like rival militant groups have made Libya's security situation more vulnerable than ever before. Who is funding and arming them and why?
Well, I think that the first thing that needs recognition in this is that this problem did not exist until the United States and NATO, working in collusion with Israel's intelligence services, went in and destroyed what was one of the most prosperous and stable Muslim states in the Middle East. That's the first thing to recognize. Secondly, the fact that Egypt and the United Arab Emirates have at least been accused of going up against these Misrata militants tells me that what has happened is that these militants, maybe while they had been useful in the beginning in the overthrow of Gaddafi, maybe the West has lost control over them. At this point, it's just because of all of the tribalism in Libya, all of the various groups and fractures that has existed in that society now for such a long time. It's difficult to decide at this point whether or not they are working for Western interests or whether Western interests have lost control of them.
And of course, so what does the future hold for Libya? Because it seems that the issue of Libya has not been reported on as frequently as it used to.
Yes, that's right. The future of Libya is very easy to foretell. Libya is rich in natural resources, not just oil, but in fresh, clean water. And other minerals that are greatly coveted by the industrialized world. And so you're going to see this kind of destabilization. They're never going to allow Libya to get back on its feet the way that it was under Gaddafi. We can be rest assured of that. The best that we can hope for is that you will see a strong power such as Russia or China assert their influence in the region. They will be able to help the people of Libya get back on their feet and to create a stable state. That's the best that we can hope for. The more realistic outcome is that you're going to see the vultures of the West and the vultures of Israel picking at the carcass of Libya until it has been picked clean to the bone.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Mark Glenn, political commentator from Idaho. Thanks for your time there, sir.